Hello and welcome to the 7MRC podcast with me, your host, Michael Lewis Cunningham. Today we're talking about something I absolutely love, which is failing. Wait, what? Yep, you heard that correctly. I'm going to share with you why I absolutely love failing and why you should too. That's coming up next. Here we go. Hello, my fellow potential seekers. It's great to have you listening in on the podcast today. If this is your first time here, welcome. My name is Michael Lewis Cunningham. I'm a professional athlete in the Major Arena Soccer League and the owner of 7MRC Training, the one-stop resource for aspiring footballers, where I provide tools for athletes to succeed through weekly videos on my YouTube channel, which you can find by simply typing 7MRC in the search bar on YouTube. We have hundreds of training sessions, tutorials, and other videos that you will find there, so head over and join the community. Still can't believe we're about 500,000 subscribers in. That is absolutely insane. But also, head over to www.7mlctraining.com to get access to my very own 7-day training programs to work on various aspects of your game, and you'll find plenty of other resources on there too. But today, we're going to talk about failure. And I know even just the word failure is uncomfortable to hear for some people, and especially athletes, because a big part of sports, and especially success in sports, is winning. And we don't naturally associate failing with winning. It's like they are polar opposites, in fact. But most of us want success, and very few of us want to fail. But what if I told you that you can't have one without the other? And I'm not just talking about sports, although it most certainly applies, but in all areas of life. Without first failing, we cannot learn what it takes to succeed. So in other words, failing is a step towards success. It's actually a positive thing. And the word positive doesn't mean it feels good, because let's be honest, failing doesn't feel good in the moment. It hurts our pride. It exposes that we're not quite ready for success, which is a tough pill to swallow sometimes. But think of success, it's like a game of hide and seek. Unless you're playing with someone who's terrible at hiding, sometimes it takes you a while to find them, right? So you might check behind the curtain. Nope, not there. Under the table. Nope, not there either. And you might check over 20, 30 places, and however many times it takes you until you finally find them. But even though you didn't find them at first, you knew each place you checked, you're getting closer and closer to finding them, because there's only so many places they can hide. So success is kind of like that too. You might not find it at first, but if you keep checking for it, as you search through life, trying to find success in different areas, you're not going to find them in all areas, but each area that you check and don't find it is one step closer to finding it in the right place. So sometimes you have to look in the places it's not to discover exactly where it is. With each failure, you can learn how not to do it, which narrows it down and gets you closer how to do it. So let me tell you about a guy called Thomas Edison, who is the inventor of the light bulb. I'm sure a lot of you knew that already. But it was reported that he tried over 1,000 attempts, and I've heard it's even way more than that, multiple thousands of attempts at trying to invent a successful light bulb before he got it right. And when he was then asked about failing so many times, he replied, "I've not failed, I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." He knew with each unsuccessful attempt and enough small tweaks, he would eventually get there. He needed to first achieve failure to achieve success. Now let's talk about another guy who I'm almost certain you would have heard of, even if you're not a basketball fan. Michael Jordan is one of, if not the greatest basketball player of all time. He was in one of my favorite movies growing up, Space Jam, but that's a whole different story. But he said, "I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot, and I've missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life, and that's why I succeed." And that's coming from the best athlete of all time, in many people's opinions. So I used to hate failure as well, and I know a lot of you guys do as well, so much that I would just try and avoid it completely. When I would get the ball in a match and I was 1v1 with a defender with just the goal on the other side of that defender, instead of trying to take them on 1v1 and find success, I would be so afraid of failing and instead not even attempt to dribble past them. I would just pass the ball off to somebody else like it wasn't my responsibility. But in the end, I just got sick of this. I knew over and over again, there's so much more I could do. I have so much more to give. It got to the point where it's like, what do I even have to lose? So the next time I got the ball, I went at that defender. I tried to step over. He tackled me. I felt so embarrassed. I can remember it like it was yesterday. But then I got the ball a few minutes later. I tried again. This time I kicked the ball down the side of him because I knew I was faster, but then he blocked me off. He just stood in the way. Probably should have been an obstruction, but we move on. And he got the ball. I didn't get past him once again. Another failure. Then 2 minutes later, I got the ball. And at this point, a lot of people might have thought, you've tried taking him on twice. Just pass the ball. Do something else with it. But instead, I knew, all right, I failed a couple of times. I'm going to get him this time. So what I did was I pushed the ball down the side of him once again, just like I did in the previous attempt. But instead of running down that same side as I did previously, I ran on the opposite side. And I remember this so clearly. The defender was so confused. He didn't know whether he could block me because I'd knocked the ball down one side. I was on his other side. He looked so confused, and I just used my speed to get past him. And I ended up scoring the goal. And I just remember so vividly in that moment, I really learned what it meant to learn from failures. That sometimes we need to do things unsuccessfully to find out how we can do them successfully. And it was just from that moment that I was never afraid of going 1v1 ever again. It really did change me. And it was only because I attempted and went into failure knowing that there was a possibility that I could, that I wasn't afraid of failing, but I knew on the opposite side of those failures, I could tweak my performance in some way to then find success. And let me tell you, since that day, I've been in thousands and thousands of 1v1 situations and trainings in matches, and I've still messed up hundreds of times, but amongst those I've succeeded as a result of trial and error as well. Trying to beat them this way, it's not working, so I changed my mindset. Instead of thinking of it as if I'll get by the defender, I now think of it as a case of when I'll get by them. I know eventually, after trial and error so many times, one of them's going to work, and it only takes one successful try to score a goal and win for my team. And although this was on the football pitch, this is a great analogy that we can use in everyday life. When we're trying to achieve success, we all have defenders in front of us. We have an obstacle of some sort in the way of where we are and where we want to get. We have something in the way of our success, and we try different things to get around it. Some of them don't work, but if we keep plugging away and trying and trying and trying again, we're going to eventually find a way to get beyond that obstacle and find the success we've been working towards. So if you're afraid to fail, don't be. Instead, welcome failure. Know that on the other side of failure is success. Actually, I want you to do something with me right now, and it's just going to take a little bit of imagination, but I want you to envision success as an actual physical place in your mind right now. It's a destination that you're trying to get to, because at the end of the day, we're all trying to get to that place of success, whether we're a chef, whether we're an athlete, whether a musician, whatever we're doing, we're trying to get better into a place of success. And between that place and where you are right now is a jungle called failure. You don't have a plane, you can't teleport, you can't avoid the jungle of failure. So what are you going to have to do to get to that place of success? That's right, you're going to have to run, walk, sprint, crawl, however you're going to do it. But one thing is for sure, if you want to get to success, you're going to have to go through failure to get there. That jungle of failure that separates where you are right now and where you want to be is where you need to go. You have to go right through failure, and on the other side of it, that's where success is. Wow, powerful stuff. I hope that inspired you today in some way and has shown you why I absolutely love failure and why you should too. And I get it. At first, failure is tough. It's so uncomfortable. But as I always say in every podcast, nothing worth having comes easy, and those things that come easy aren't worth having in the first place. You can't grow in the comfort zone. So thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. As always, guys, subscribe or favorite for weekly episodes, and feel free to share this with a friend who you know could use it. It's been an absolute privilege sharing this message with you, and until the next one, get out there today and don't be afraid to fail.